Okay, so my name is Tim Owen-Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 11th of September 2009 and the time is approximately 20 to 10 in the morning. Can you please tell me your name, your age and where you come from?
My name is David Howells, I'm 37 and currently residing in Essex.
Okay, thank you. When was it you found out about the One Another Project?
When they had the exhibition in the National Gallery with the finalists. And it wasn't the one that I wanted to win. Which is bad, isn't it? I wanted Anish Kapoor's to win, because I like that one.
What was the project and what was it that interested you about it?
About what, this one?
No, the Angela's project.
Oh no, it just looked really good. And at the time when I saw this, and the model was just the net and a little person, and I just didn't think it would. I didn't think it would work.
So how did you feel, or why did you apply?
Because I got hooked on the website, on the streaming, and I'm on Twitter quite a bit, and everyone on Twitter was just constantly looking at it, and I was just getting obsessed and watching at stupid hours in the morning if I couldn't sleep, seeing who was on the plinth. And then someone said, oh, you can just apply for it. And I just thought, oh, would that be a laugh, do that. Won't get picked. Got back from holiday, there was an email. So here I am, about to go on a plinth.
How did you feel when you received the email then to say that you've been allocated a slot?
I thought it'd be really funny. And then, as soon as I said I'd do it, somebody said, oh, what are you going to do on the plinth? And then I thought, oh, God, perhaps I shouldn't really have applied for this at all, because I haven't got any idea. I don't have any causes.
So what did you decide to do in the end? What are you going to be doing for the duration of your hour?
I'm not going to be doing anything. I'm going to be enjoying my 1 hour off of not working, and I'm going to be sitting on top of the plinth, which not that many people get a chance to do, and I'm enjoying the view, and I'm going to see what happens. I'm an actor by trade, so I should perform, but why should I? Because that's what I do all the time.
Right.
But if I get bored, I might rattle off a speech. Who knows?
Have you any ideas of the speech? Which speeches frequently come to mind when you have to come up?
Well, I've got a few Shakespeare's in the bag, but I don't think I'll do those. I've got a nice comedy one about murdering a cat. That'll come out if I get bored.
So can you tell us about acting then? When did you first start acting, and tell us through kind of your career progression?
Did drama at university, left university, wanted to go to drama school, auditioned, went through the rounds to get into drama school in Cardiff, got down to the last 20, there were only 10 places. Didn't get in. Decided it's because I wasn't good enough. So for 9 years, just did nothing. Was about to turn 30, decided maybe I should just try one last time, got into drama school, and went to drama school. For the last 6 years, that's what I've been doing. It's a very tough time at the moment, though. So this is my first job for months. So yeah, it's all good. It's all good when you're working. It's rubbish when you're not working.
What kind of stuff do you find yourself doing? What kind of stuff is of particular interest?
I have quite a broad palette. I've done Shakespeare through the classics up to pantomime. I've been booed and hissed. So that's where the money is. But stage mostly.
And how about when you're resting? What work do you find yourself having to do in between jobs?
Oh, horrific. Currently, I'm spreading my time between video editing, which is my nice job because it's just nice, and working in the customer services department for a well-known weight loss brand.
And how did you come across that?
They only employ actors because it is hard work, and they need people who can pretend to be nice, I suppose. And also it's just a high turnover of staff because people come and then they get jobs and they leave. And they're also quite flexible with auditions, which is what you need. So
what do you get up to in your spare
time? That's what I do. In my spare time, I don't go to the theatre as much as I should do. I like to swim. I like to go out and socialise. Doesn't everybody? That's it, all the usual things, nothing special.
And how does it feel now you're a part of the One Another Project? How does it feel to be one of 2,400 people who...
It would be better if more people had applied. Because when you look at it, it is a 1 in 15 chance of getting on there, which is quite good odds, really. But then it's 2,500 people out of, 60 million, so... It's quite cool. It'll probably never happen again.
What response effect would you like your hour to have? On the crowd or on yourself? And what responses and effect would you like the project itself to have, if anything? Those that participate.
The way I see it is it's not about my hour, it's about the whole thing. Anyway, so, and I don't plan to make any bold statements, but I think that the project needs that to balance that, because it would just be too intense if everyone got up there waving a placard demanding something. As the project as a whole, I think loads of people are talking about it, and in the sense of art and culture in this country, I think that's a good thing because it's getting more people interested. But then people always say, oh, we need to get more people interested in art and culture. But I think that there's an ingrained sense of awareness of art and culture in this country, which people don't give the public credit for. You just look at the success of places like Tate Modern and stuff. And people can have a quite snobby attitude to it, but I think people are more into art and culture in this country than we realise. I don't think something like this would work in the USA, for example. They would have a totally different effect.
Okay.
I don't know, is that sounding a bit pretentious, didn't it?
What would you say, or how would you think then that would be received within a United States context, as you mentioned? Can you expand a little bit more then on examples of the appreciation of art that you feel the British public has?
Oh, I've got to explain myself. I just think people are more open to and more receptive to something that's a bit off the wall than, say, in America. It would be totally different. It would all be all flashy and slick and it would all be, there would be something a bit phony about it, where this is like, you know, it's stuck on some ropey old plinth in the corner of Trugs where there's traffic everywhere and noise and people hurling abuse. It's just, it's good. I like it. And it's in front of the National Gallery, and it's just a weird thing. I just like it.
And what thoughts have you got about the place? What's the significance or of Trafalgar Square, of central London to you? What's the meaning of that?
Trafalgar Square, well, it's, you can't get more British, can you? Centre of the Empire and all that, all distances are measured from Charing Cross Station. I like Trafalgar Square because it's very British, and I don't mean that in an imperialistic, everyone's a soldier, all the military stuff. I don't think that's so important these days, because it's where people come, all the protests are here, it's a real people's place, and now they have the festivals and stuff, and it is like the centre of the country, really. That's what I think.
Any significant memories of Trafalgar Square?
Feeding the pigeons when I was a kid and getting freaked out because when they land on your head. I've never spent a New Year's Eve here and I've never wanted to. Coming to see the Christmas tree. Yeah, I wasn't present at the poll tax riot, so I was a bit too young for that. You always seem to pass through Trafalgar Square as well for some reason, which is weird because it's not actually on the way to anywhere. But do you know what I mean? You always seem to find yourself in Trafalgar Square a lot. Yeah, and I much prefer it now they've fenced off the road. Oh yeah, and other memories are standing against, waiting for a night bus and falling asleep for an hour whilst leaning against the wall over there, realising you've missed your bus. Used to hate waiting for a night bus at Trafalgar Square.
Great. What things would you say are most important to you at the moment in your life?
Oh. That's a tough one because I've had quite a few major upheavals in the last 12 months. So actually this year is sort of a transitional phase for me before next year, which is going to be a brand new start. This year's sort of been about dealing with stuff. But the most important things at the moment, I would say, are my family. Because I'm an only child of two only children, so we're small, there's no grandparents. Reevaluating certain friendships, trying to get my career back on track at the moment, because as I said, it's a bit quiet. Yeah, hopefully that'll change.
So what hopes, fears, aspirations do you have for the future, for next year?
Next year I want to start working more. I want to do some training in an educational background so that when I am resting I can do some related work, as opposed to telling people they shouldn't be eating fish and chips tonight and they should try an orange. Yeah, that's the plan. Just get back out there.
And how are you feeling just before you go up on the plinth as well?
Really nervous because it's really exposed. And due to the nature of my job, whenever I'm usually that exposed, I've got something to hide behind. Somebody else that I'm pretending to be, and I have to say what someone else has written, so it's not me at all. But there is you. So yeah, a bit apprehensive. And also because I haven't really got proper plan of what I'm going to do, and maybe I should have brought a placard, because then at least you've got... So that's a bit weird. My worst fear is people can start shouting out that I'm being boring. But let them shout, I've had worse.
Great, thank you very much.
Thank you.